Dragon Ball can't end because it would literally crash Japan's economy and destroy billion-dollar companies that depend on Goku to stay profitable. When Dragon Ball Z ended in 1996, Japan's entire media industry panicked because massive corporations like Bandai and Toei suddenly lost their most reliable revenue stream. The financial stakes became so high that when creator Akira Toriyama refused to continue the series, they made Dragon Ball GT without him just to keep the money flowing. At that point, it wasn't about storytelling anymore, it was about pure financial survival as stakeholders realized the franchise had become too big to fail. Corporate executives warned that without Dragon Ball generating constant revenue through merchandise, games, and media, Japan would face real and lasting economic fallout. This means one anime series has become so economically critical that creative decisions are now driven by preventing national financial disaster rather than artistic vision. The most shocking part is that a cartoon about fighting aliens has evolved into essential infrastructure for Japan's economy, making it literally too important to end. Dragon Ball proves that entertainment franchises can become so powerful, they transform from cultural products into economic necessities that entire industries depend on for survival. When a single anime becomes critical to a country's financial stability, what does that say about the power of pop culture in the modern economy?